Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow. This year has really, really gotten away from us. It seems like we just finished our Catholic Radio dinner. Well, actually, since then, we've had a share-a-thon as well.
We have.
And now the only kind of event left for us here at Catholic Radio is what we call our year-end letter. And it's meant to be kind of a Christmas card and a little sharing with listeners of what's going on at Catholic Radio. And it is also, of course, a solicitation for funding to help keep Catholic Radio on the air. Catholic Radio is supported entirely by donations from listeners just like you and from the underwriting from area businesses that you hear here on Catholic Radio. But the biggest part by far is contributions from listeners just like you. If you are one of our regular family of donors, thank you very much for your support. If you haven't joined the family yet, well, take advantage of that letter and make whatever size contribution you can. And then every day when you listen to Catholic Radio, you'll have kind of a sense of ownership, knowing that, gee, I actually pay to help keep that station on the air. If you didn't get a letter, well, just go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the donate button there. You can make a donation as well. Catholic Radio Indy is a 501c3 corporation, so your donation is tax deductible, and plenty of time to get it in before the end of the year.
So, and don't forget about Amazon Smile.
There's another way, a really easy way to make a donation to Catholic Radio. It seems like wherever you go on the internet, one of the easiest ways to buy these days is Amazon. It's just so quick and easy and everywhere you look. Well, if you buy anything on Amazon, and virtually everybody does, sooner or later, try this. First, go to Amazon.smile. And just Google that or put that in Yahoo, whatever. And it'll take you to a website, a genuine Google website. And they will give you an opportunity to sign up for your favorite charity. And all you have to do is type in Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, Catholic Radio Indy. And they'll recognize that and say, okay, fine, you're all done. And then every time you buy anything through Amazon, Catholic Radio will get a percentage of it. It doesn't cost you a penny more, doesn't cost us a penny, doesn't cost, well, cost the merchant a little bit, I guess, somewhere along the way. Somebody gets a little less, but it's not you, and it's not us, and we benefit from it, and they benefit from it, too, because we're talking about it on the radio. That's why.
I would encourage you to sign up on your phone, your tablet, and your laptop if you do it, because I had signed up on my phone but didn't have it on my iPad at home. But whenever I order anything from my phone, if I don't sign in to Amazon Smile, it'll say, did you mean Amazon Smile?
I've done that too. I've ordered from home and I just forget all about it. And, you know, there it is. It's on Amazon. Order it.
Yeah.
And right in the order process, something pops up and says, sure you didn't want to do this on Amazon.smile?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
Right, and because it's not much, but the checks do add up and they come quarterly, and it's kind of a nice little bonus here at Catholic Radio. Our guest today on Faith in Action is one of my favorite type of guests, and we have a priest with us, a brand spanking new hot off the press priest, Father John Nguyen from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's we have heard, and I did not know this before. Gosh, it's been maybe 2-3 years ago. We had a brand new priest, and someone was here in the studio when he was here, and he said, "Oh, you've got to get his blessing before he leaves. That's a special. You get special graces, special indulgences from." And I didn't know that, but ever since then, when we have a new priest, we ask him for his blessing because we need all the graces we can get, Father. So, Let's start first with, tell us a little bit about your family of origin. So where did you grow up? Brothers and sisters, what parish did you belong to?
So our families had quite a journey. My parents immigrated away from Vietnam, or they kind of smuggled themselves out of Vietnam on a little fishing boat. And they ended up in a refugee camp in Hong Kong. And that was where I was born. And I was only about 10 months old when mom and dad completed their journey over to the U.S. And we spent 12 years in Los Angeles before we moved over to Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Wait a second. From Los Angeles to Minnesota.
Sample the U.S. weather pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, that a shock.
It took them about 3 years to finally admit it was too cold up in Minnesota. And then in 2000, we came to Carmel, Indiana.
Okay.
Which is better, but not exactly California.
Yeah, so how many brothers and sisters do you have?
So I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
Okay, so you're the oldest.
I am.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the, go back to your childhood or the very first time when the seeds of a vocation were planted in your soul. And I'm curious to see, to wonder how your parents reacted to this, but to tell us.
So actually, it was probably providential that we came to Indiana, and the idea of a vocation came to me during high school. So I graduated from Carmel High School in 2003, and our family has been part of Our Lady of Mount Carmel since 2000. And back when I went through confirmation, it was a two-year program, and it was during that time when I started thinking possibly of the priesthood. It really began at a confirmation retreat. A group of the other confirmation students invited me to go to daily mass with them. And at that point in my life, I was still I didn't really know much about my faith. And so I was a bit embarrassed to find out that we had daily mass, because I thought we only had Sunday mass.
Sure.
And so I started going to 6:30 mass with them in the mornings. And so we would go to mass before we went to school in high school. And so that was really the spark that started kind of the growth, really exponential growth in my faith. And so around the same time, we also had the Perpetual Adoration Chapel open at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And so I started going to Perpetual Adoration as well. And so those two things were really the fires that started in my heart and my soul, and began my discernment journey. I love to tell people a little trivia fact is the fact that in my confirmation class was also Father Tony Roland.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And so it was a very good class. They got two priests out of that confirmation class.
Yeah.
And so I remember at one of the end kind of dinners or meetings, we talked about what we were going to plan to do when we went off to college. And I remember Father Tony said, "I'm planning to become a priest." And I was like, wow, he's really brave for saying that. And that really, because I was kind of thinking about myself, I was kind of hesitant to let people know I was even thinking about it. So seeing Tony declare it in front of all these people was a really great witness, and kind of really showed me kind of the courage it would take to accept a vocation. And so it began my kind of five-year wrestling with my vocation. So I went off to Purdue. I grew up always wanting to be a doctor. I wanted to be an ER doctor and kind of save lives and have an exciting life as a doctor that way. But when I started discerning, I started realizing that maybe God was calling me to do something else. But it took a long time for my own stubbornness to get out of the way and to finally accept that God is calling me to the priesthood. And so it was after my junior year at Purdue when I transferred away to seminary. I still remember kind of the thing that got me off the fence. We had a discernment dinner with Bishop Higgy back then, and he gave his vocation story for all of the young men who were attending. And one of the specific details I still remember was that he told us that he started seminary before he graduated high school. And we were all pretty surprised, like, "Why didn't you finish high school, Bishop?" And he told everyone that he didn't want to make God wait on him. And when he said that, I felt like an arrow had shot me in the heart, because that was exactly what I was doing. I was making God wait on me. And so after that, I was really about ready to say yes. And I remember saying yes at Christmas Midnight Mass sophomore year at Purdue.
Oh, my word.
Father Richard was celebrating Mass, and I think at the consecration, I said, yes, I'm going to surrender my life to God.
Wow.
And so my parents, unfortunately, had to hear those four dreaded words that we all hate to hear. We need to talk. And so I gave them the news. I told them that I was planning to transfer away from Purdue and to enter into seminary. And my mom did not take that news very well. Mm. As the firstborn son, she had a lot of expectations for me, sure. Lots of hopes,
sure.
Wanting me to be a doctor, having lots of grandkids, and all these great dreams that she had for me. And so she kind of broke down and started crying, and my dad didn't say much. It was later on when I found out, actually, my dad used to be in the seminary.
Oh.
He was only a couple years away from ordination when the communist government in Vietnam forced him out of seminary. And so one of the things I like to joke about with my dad is that I finished what he started.
Oh.
That our family owed God a priest, and
oh,
so me as the firstborn son, I get to fulfill that. So it's a very poetic and beautiful thing in my life to be able to do that. So.
Now, given your family background and your kind of multi-continental culture and everything, is English your only language?
So I grew up speaking Vietnamese with mom and dad. And so when I started kindergarten and preschool, I was a little bit behind in English. And so I had to take speech classes for a couple of years. But I don't remember when my brain switched over. So English is kind of the primary language now that I think in. And when I speak to my parents, I have to translate from English into Vietnamese.
So. Are you ever called on to do a service or a baptism in Vietnamese?
I have not yet. I can celebrate it at a Vietnamese Mass, and it was a bit rough. And so I still need to work on my Vietnamese quite a bit.
You know, we used to have, I don't know if we still do, over by St. Lawrence, a Vietnamese parish on 46th Street. I think it was Vietnamese. I may be wrong about that.
I believe it's St. Joseph.
St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Father John Nguyen, and he is from Elizabeth Ann Seton, a brand spanking new priest. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Saturday mornings are always a little bit better when you start them off listening to Catholic Radio Indy. Kickstart your Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Jim Littleton informing faithful families, followed by I Choose Life at 9:30. Catholic Jukebox Indiana brings you today's music with a Catholic message at 10 a.m., and then join Mark Tuttle and Timothy O'Donnell for Catholic Thought and Philosophy in the Catholic Cave at 11. At noon, sit down for a little lunch and food for thought with M.J. Crowder and Jim Ganley and two episodes of Faith in Action. That's 4 hours of Saturday morning information and entertainment you won't find anywhere else except right here at Catholic Radio Indy.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Father John Nguyen. He is from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, brand newly ordained this year. What an incredible blessing and honor for us. Talking about your vocation story, the first half, and I can completely relate to your mother. You know, I remember Father Phil Bowers at Holy Spirit at Geist said, you know, we all understand that we need more priests. And I think that we all need to pray for more priests' vocations. But then he said to us one Sunday, I want to know how many mothers out there are praying for vocations from their own families. And that kind of hit me between the eyes, that of course we give the generic, we pray for vocations, you know, when we say our night prayers together. But that's kind of a general idea. We don't think about giving our one of our own, because yeah, you she's looking at you thinking there'll be grandbabies, there'll be a grand, you know, your family, an opportunity for a bigger family, right? But as you were talking and telling your story, I think you had a desire to save lives, you know, being a healer and a priest and being a healer and a doctor, and yet you are accomplishing maybe the very same thing, but God's idea of it, you know, of healing and saving, right?
I've been asked to give talks about reconciliation, the sacrament of reconciliation, for different groups the last couple of weeks. And the primary image I've been using for the confessional is kind of the operating room. as Pope Francis describes the church as a field hospital. And so I kind of took that image and saw the sacrament of reconciliation, the surgery room where we get the cancer of sin removed from our lives. And so,
you know, that's a wonderful metaphor. I remember back in my life that the most difficult thing is to get to confession. You know, it's the most difficult thing to get there. And waiting in line, you know, waiting in line, going over what you're going to say. And then, but the most wonderful confessions of my life have been when the priest has been so kind and so gentle and just, and really you don't see the priest anymore, you see Christ, you know. What a wonderful, incredible feeling. I always sob, always cry when what a wonderful sacrament. You know, kind of on those lines, we're coming into a time during Advent. We talk about it a lot more and during Lent, but there will be communal penance services all over town in the next couple of weeks. And I would urge our listeners to take advantage. It's such a wonderful gift that you give yourselves. You know, I think it is hard. It is hard for us to get there. But Father, what would you say to encourage someone to come and avail themselves of the sacrament?
Part of my seminary training that has been a big impact, I was trained at St. Meinrad. So the Benedictines taught us the motto to keep death daily before your eyes. And so that's not a kind of a morbid kind of sense of death, but that we should not take tomorrow for granted, because tomorrow's not guaranteed. And so part of being prepared at all times to whenever God may choose to call us home is to always be prepared. And so part of that preparation includes going to confession so that we can be in a state of grace. And so when we're in that state of grace, we can always be at peace, knowing that at any moment we can be called home and it would be a joyous welcoming home.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Father John Nguyen. He's from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, and he's a brand newly ordained this year. You know, Father, I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about the season of Advent. This is a wonderful holy time of year for us. I mentioned in an earlier segment we were taping that when I was a kid, Advent was treated pretty much like Lent. It was a time of anticipation and penitence. It was a penitential time, and we used to put an empty little cradle on our mantelpiece. The baby Jesus was not in it, and Mother, we would cut up little strips of paper, tens and tens and tens of little strips of paper, and every time one of us children, there were 14 of us, every time we would offer a sacrifice, we would put a little piece of paper in the manger. And so when Christmas came and baby Jesus would be atop the manger, it would be filled with all these little pieces of paper that represented sacrifices, you know, from us children. But, you know, as I've grown up, we don't talk so much about Advent being a sacrificial time or penitential time, more of a time of anticipation. So how would you offer our listeners, or what would you say to our listeners to help them kind of go a little bit deeper into this Advent experience so that they can kind of embrace the season a little bit more fully as it's intended?
So with the season, there's a strong focus on gift giving. And so we know the greatest gift that we all received is the gift of our Lord, and when he became human and in his incarnation. And I've been advising people, especially in the confessional, that one of the ways we can judge how much we've been growing is that we can see how much we love someone by how much we're willing to sacrifice for them. And so during the season of Advent, these small sacrifices help us to see ways that we can continue to grow in our relationship with God, ways that we can continue to push ourselves and get out of our comfort zone and continue to dedicate more and more of our lives over to God.
You know, I like the way that you said that, because so many, we've had marriage therapists and marriage counselors on Faith in Action here, and we've often asked them what the definition of love is. And they always say the definition of love is sacrifice. And sacrifice, and the definition of sacrifice is love. So it's not this emotional, warm, you know, feel good, emotional feeling, but it's sacrificial love. It's really the love that we are to gear our lives towards. So I love that you brought that in, because then it truly becomes a, really a part of you and so much more meaningful. Listeners, we're chatting with Father John Nguyen today. He came a long way to be with us here today on Faith in Action. You know, I think about your parents coming from Vietnam and making the journey, leaving their home country and really going to an unknown land. Have you ever sat down and talked with them about that adventure? I mean, they had to be filled with incredible trepidation, fear, anxiety. I mean, it's to leave everything you have.
It was a very difficult journey for them. And so I've picked up bits and pieces of the story. My mom always would say there were several occasions on the boat that she thought the boat would tip over and everybody on the boat would drown. And so it was a very harrowing journey for them. And so I try not to bring up too many of the hard memories for them, but just kind of listen to them when they are feeling open to sharing.
But you know, it's interesting, the blessing in this, though, is that we might not have had your vocation had they not come to the United States, right?
I joke with them that if they stayed in Vietnam, I think I would still be been called a priest there, too.
He was. I did love the way that you wove your father's finishing of his vocation, you know, back into it. Okay, so I imagine going through the seminary that you had all kinds of ideas about what being a priest would be like. And I'm sure they well prepared you for different scenarios and talked over, you know. I had one priest who said, yeah, we went through practice confessions. We were, you know, kind of role play, if you will. Well, now you're coming up on about 6 months, you know, the first really major celebration, a holiday, holy days, you know, since you've become a priest. How has it matched up? How has being a priest the last few months matched up with what your thoughts were? And is there one particular point of your ministry that surprises you, that you really love?
I think one of the big excuses I used when I was wrestling with my vocation back when I was younger, I saw myself as a poor public speaker, and so I thought I would be a poor preacher as a result. And so I made the excuse that since I couldn't preach very well, I would make a bad priest. but after my formation and lots of practice along the way, I very look forward to homilies now on the every time I get a chance to preach. And so it's a great example of how God can change our weaknesses into strengths when we offer them up to Him.
You know, public speaking, I think, is right up there with death and divorce. I mean, as far as the scariest things in yeah. So to say that you embrace public speaking, God bless you. Have you celebrated? Have you married and buried anybody yet?
I had an interesting first month of the priesthood. My pastor, Father Ted Rothrock, takes the whole month of July on vacation.
Oh, and
so
goodness.
When I came, had an empty rectory to greet me. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of flying solo a little bit for my first month of priesthood. And so in my first month, I had 3 baptisms, 3 weddings, and 3 funerals.
Oh, my.
Very
my
Trinitarian. Goodness. So. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And the boss was away, so you couldn't say, gee, how do we do this? You just had to do it.
He gave me his number just in case I always needed any help, but he kind of trusted me, kind of throwing me in a deep end and expecting me to swim. So,
but. Okay, so it has been a few months, and you've heard a few confessions. You've probably been invited over to dinners a few times and gotten to know a little bit of your parish. But what, we've only got a couple minutes left, what do you wish that we got better as Catholics in the pew? What do you wish we got better?
I wish we prioritized our time in prayer more. I think we kind of see prayer as something extra that we kind of do whenever we have a little bit of free time to do. But I wish we made prayer a priority so that it's actually something that we sacrifice for, something that we make sure we make time each day to pray, because we need to maintain that relationship with God. And we're called to love God with all our hearts, all our souls, with all of our being. And so making God that priority involves praying every day. And so we won't grow without that prayer. And so making it a priority, that's something that we always set aside some time each day to spend with God.
Okay, so that's a perfect Advent challenge. That really is good. I mean, when you said that, I thought, you know, I do find myself trying to fit in my prayers. You know, it's like I'd start out every day with, you know, a little meditation, and it is a discipline to do my meditation before I switch on to Facebook or read the newspaper, or I do the meditation first. But then at the end of the day, it used to be easy to say night prayers when all the kids were little and we had gathered everybody for night prayers. But as my family has gotten smaller, it's much more difficult to gather at the end of the day. You know, my husband, I have a child coming home from college, and set aside a little bit of time. So I love that you said, make it a priority, make prayer a priority, and that it is a sacrificial, loving thing that we do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Our guest today, Father John Nguyen from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, a wonderful guest. I love having priests on Faith in Action, because I love hearing the stories and I love your insights, you know, kind of the little nuggets of wisdom that you impart to us. And Father, I wonder if you would offer us your blessing.
Yes. May the Lord bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and grant you his peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.